Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. Coaching is a skill that serves people in the workplace, whatever role they happen to play. Let's explore that further. First off, a skill. It is an ability to do something well and a level of expertise. When you go online and do a search for skills that are sought, couple of examples, the Opportunity Job Network cites communication skills, teamwork, analytical and problem-solving skills, personal management skills, interpersonal effectiveness, computer and technical literacy, leadership and management skills, learning skills, academic competence in reading and math, and strong work values. Which of those are further elevated with coaching skills? Well, clearly communication skills are, teamwork is, analytical and problem-solving skills are, personal management is enhanced, interpersonal effectiveness is definitely elevated, leadership and management, yes. These are skills that are elevated and enhanced when you learn coaching skills. Similarly, Bloomberg said skills that are wanted in job candidates include communication. Again, one of the top competencies in coaching, the analytical thinking. Well, the way coaches learn to ask powerful questions. Bloomberg cites work collaboratively. Well, of course, coaches, by definition, are working collaboratively with their clients. They talk about strategic thinking. Again, the exploration process that we learn through coaching supports that. The leadership skills, coaching is considered a leadership skill in and of itself. The creative problem solving, absolutely a skill we develop in coaching. Motivation, of course, a big part of what we're working with in coaching is motivation. Adaptability, again, a key function of being a coach. They also cite decision-making, a global mindset. These are pieces that are further elevated with coaching skills. And I can go on. There are many, many more examples. The National Association of Colleges and Employers cites many of these same skills. Forbes magazine cites these skills. If you go look at Daily Worth, they have an article out on soft skills that can make or break your career success. On the website for US News, they talk about skills to be successful. The Parade does as well. And there's more. There's so many more. Ultimately, coaching supports the skills that determine your success on the job, in the workplace, and ultimately throughout your career. Now, how is that happening? Well, let's explore it specifically. When we talk about coaching, one of the first things that we want to take a look at is the definition of coaching. What exactly is that? And you gotta love the definition of coaching because the words in the definition itself are phenomenal. They absolutely indicate the development of some of these skills. So let's read it. And by the way, this definition comes from the International Coaching Federation. It says coaching is partnering. Okay, that's working collaboratively, working well with others, being flexible and open. It goes on to say, in a thought-provoking and creative process. Think about what that does in terms of strategic thinking, analysis, so many of the other skills that we cited. And it goes on to say, inspires people to maximize, or inspires them, meaning their clients, to maximize their personal and professional potential. Very much in keeping with leadership, as well as so many of these other skills that we're citing. The specific competencies that we develop as coaches and through coach training and developing coaching skills. Let's go through those. There are 8 core competencies of a coach, and they are organized into 4 different areas. The first area of competency being foundation. Talks about demonstrates ethical practice. Well, a lot of professionals say, well, of course I'm ethical. I mean, we have a code of ethics at work and I follow that. And coaching ethics elevate that to a whole new level because there are key components in coaching ethics that go above and beyond what is normal in a code of ethics. The next skill here is called embodies a coaching mindset. Well, of course, that begs the question, what exactly does that mean? A big part of a coaching mindset is recognizing that other people truly are capable. They're able to figure out their own answer. They're able to figure out how to move forward and how to do it. Now, think about the power of that as a workplace skill and as a skill for leaders. One of the challenges some leaders have is struggling with being able to delegate effectively and the time demands. Everybody's coming to them for answers. When a leader has that coaching mindset and they know that that individual can figure out the answer for themselves, yes, it's a little time on the front end getting them there, and in the long term, saves that leader a ton of time and energy. Then we have the skill of establishing and maintaining agreements. Yes, it goes to an agreement for the coaching engagement. More significantly, and this is an incredible workplace skill, it goes to an agreement for the conversation we're going to have. Think about that. Workplace conversations, meetings, etc. When you develop the skill to clearly establish, okay, this is the focus of the conversation. This is what we want to accomplish during this conversation. This is what we're going to talk about to get there. That elevates your ability for conversations with individuals, for running meetings, and more. The next area of competency we have cultivates trust and safety. Ultimately, in coaching, we know that until the client truly trusts us and knows this is a safe place to have a conversation, we're going to be less effective in terms of engaging them and really having the conversation that's going to make a difference. That means for us as coaches, truly living our ethics and the coaching mindset, recognizing that individual is capable of figuring it out and doing it, that's going to make a difference. And recognizing the importance of confidentiality. When somebody shares something with us and we protect their confidentiality, that makes it a safe place for them to share, to open up, to explore, and to go further and deeper. The next competency we have as coaches is maintains presence. When you think about maintaining presence, reflect on conversations you've been in. Have you ever had a situation where you notice someone really isn't paying attention, or they're only half listening, they're not processing what's being said, they're missing things? Pretty common, pretty normal in the workplace. And think of the impact that has. Misunderstandings, misinformation, miscommunication, and all kinds of problems arise because of that. So when somebody learns how to truly be present and in the moment with someone, to be aware of who they are and what they're communicating, it truly elevates every interaction in the workplace. That's built on further with our next competency of listens actively. The research tells us human beings hear 1 word in 7. That's pretty scary. And communication, generally speaking, with other individuals is based more on what we see than on what we hear. Specifically, 55% visual. In other words, meaning is attached at a greater level to somebody's appearance, their gestures, their facial expressions, their movements, what they're wearing, than it is to what's actually being said. Well, how accurate is that going to be? 38% of our understanding is based on tone and volume, and only 7% is the words. When someone learns coaching skills, they develop their ability for listening to a whole new level, listening deeply, listening cumulatively over time, listening to understand, listening both for what's said and what isn't said, the energy and the emotions behind what's being said. And with that level of listening, the conversations in the workplace are more effective, and it absolutely enhances what people are accomplishing and achieving. Our next competency is evokes awareness. When we learn coaching, we talk about learning coaching questions and how they are completely different than any other type of question out there. Coaching questions are powerful. They invite people to really think and explore. They challenge thinking. They expand thinking. And that opens up new possibilities, new awareness. This, of course, is going to be very effective in the workplace. It's a tremendous opportunity for every single one of us. The eighth competency is cultivates learning and growth, facilitating client growth. And with that, what are we talking about? We're really focused on supporting someone else who's developing both personally and professionally. Now take that into the workplace and consider what it means. When we focus on other people and them maximizing their own potential, both personally and professionally, what does that do? Well, it's absolutely powerful in terms of the impact it has. Because now it's a collaborative environment, it's a teamwork, we're supporting every person there being successful and effective. It makes an incredible difference. It supports success of everyone at all levels. It's so clear the power of coaching skills in terms of every role we have. When you look at specific job descriptions, increasingly, we're seeing that people want coaching skills. If somebody's in human resources, it's fairly common that developing coaching skills is an expectation and or a requirement. Similarly, for those in talent development, organizational development, coaching becomes an essential skill for effectiveness and success. We know that leaders with coaching skills are more effective and get better results. Coaching is considered a skill set that every leader has got to develop and use on an ongoing basis. We also see that coaching skills make a difference in customer service, in professional service. For example, attorneys, financial planners, accountants. Their services are elevated when they learn coaching skills. We're seeing that in the healthcare world, where doctors and nurses are learning coaching skills to elevate the quality of their interactions they have, both with others in the working world and with the clients they serve. Coaching is a skill set that, for me, has meant I'm a better mom, I'm a better grandma, I'm a better friend, I'm a better family member, I'm a better partner. It has served me in every relationship I have. Coaching skills are incredible. The core of what coaching is about is really listening, asking questions in a way that's completely open, and supporting others in terms of them being successful. So, of course, it makes sense that coaching is a skill set that helps in whatever job you have, in whatever role you play. How far do you want to go with coaching skills? Well, for some, it's, I want to learn coaching skills to use in my other role. And for others, it becomes a whole new career path, becoming a coach and serving others through coaching. Whichever it is for you, there are options that will fit with what you want. Do come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Make it a great one.